William, that was much more like an Irish performance, you know, pretty clinical there.
Yeah, it was, especially after Friday's performance. I think it was important we bounced back today and put things right, and I think we did that.
And the bowlers hardly bowled a bad ball all day, the whole unit.
Yeah, I think that the second over was probably the only over. Maxi got caught a couple of times, but apart from that, we were straight on it. And I think the lengths we bowled on that wicket were fantastic, right through all our seamers. And then you had Dockers as well, going at 2.5, so in his 10 over, so everyone was pretty economical. And to bowl side out as well was pretty pleasing.
And that shows you have a bit of depth. I mean, two of your most experienced players, Tim Murdoch and Trent Johnson, missing, but it shows there was a bit of depth there.
Yeah, and especially I think the way Stu Thompson came in, 2 days ago he wasn't playing a game, and now he's been thrust in to open the bowl, and so it's all credit to him and the way he handled that. And to pick up 2 for 20 and 9 point whatever overs was a great effort. And obviously Maxi stepping up, taking the new ball today, we both first changed on Friday, and young Eddie Richardson as well. It was only his second game, and I think even over the last couple of days he's grown as well, and settled in quite nicely. So he's a pretty confident young lad, so he's got prospect there as well. And obviously Kev, was nice to get 10 overs out of Kevin, and picked up 3 or 4 there as well, so it's great to see him do that.
Were you surprised by the Scottish game plan? I know they seemed to consolidate obviously when they lost 61 for 4, but we kept expecting a late charge, but it just didn't materialise.
Yeah, I think as well, a lot of 50 over cricket has gone, it's just keeping wickets in hand. And I think after Friday being on the same wicket, they probably thought that maybe they didn't want to overestimate what they needed to get a big total. But I think you got to give credit to our lads, they didn't give them anything or didn't let them get away, and to keep chipping away at wickets is always important in this format. And yeah, we managed to restrict them. I'm not sure what their game plan was or what way they wanted to go about it, but I think all credit to our lads, we can only look after what we did, and I thought we bowled pretty well.
And Niall O'Brien and Gary Wilson, a few runs there, both batted very well.
Yeah, they did. It's nice to see them staying at home, and you know, Joshy chipped in there with 40, and then the two lads they see at home carrying their bats was pretty pleasing.
And looking ahead now, Intercontinental Cup game, what's the story there? Just a few new faces coming in?
Yeah, there's quite a few new faces, and it's new sighting faces. We've got a couple of young seamers coming in there that haven't played a lot, and Graham McCarter and Craig Young. The two bowlers I haven't seen a lot of, and obviously Chris Docherty and young Andy McBrien and Andy Balburnie and everyone that's there as well. It's the cricketers that, unfortunate for myself, I haven't been able to see a lot of, but they're knocking on the door and putting in performances and into provincial cricket as well. It's exciting times as far as I'm concerned. I'm really looking forward to the next week of cricket and seeing what they've got to offer.
Now, obviously looking a bit further ahead, the 2015 World Cup, what's your preparations going to be for that, do you think? You know, what would you like to see? Are you going to tour Australia? Or?
It would obviously be great to get down under and tour Australia and New Zealand beforehand. Whether that's feasible or not, or in the plans, I don't know, but it would obviously be great for ourselves to get down there and experience those conditions as well. So it's something that we're looking forward to, is the 2015 World Cup, and there's a lot of hard work that has to be put in between now and then to get us over the line in games.
Have you played there yourself?
I've personally never been down there. The subcontinent's as far as I've gotten in that direction, so no, I'm looking forward to getting down there, but I've never been there myself.
Congratulations, well done.
Thanks, bye.